I'm good at this left.
94.
Make sure I hit mute again.
Please enter your account code.
Yes, this is Ron Hassel with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
This is George Spade.
George, what's your last name?
Spade, Spade.
Got it. Mr. Spade, we are here with the entire Board of Equalization. That includes our county assessor. We have you on speakerphone so we can hear what you're saying. We have your requests and your information on a big screen, so we're looking at it, and we also have your property on our computers.
Right.
So if you would like to address this issue, we're ready, willing, and able to listen to you.
Okay. These property I built it long time ago, back in 1994, and then I sold the property 2-3 times. People couldn't afford it, so it came back to me. But the property tax was never adjusted. Now, the property was totally closed for on and off, at least 6 to 7 years. And really, it did not have enough business. So that's why people couldn't afford it, and they give it back to me. And then finally, the bank foreclosed on it the day I applied for it. And they foreclosed it for $250,000. There are no buyers. There's issues with the mold, and it needs a lot of work, and basically shut down. The last guy that I sold it, he did not do a good job and did not meet the city standards, and so it was pretty much closed down. So really, the hotel's value is really gone way down, and then the taxes were never adjusted since 2005 or 6. It's still the same. So that's why I requested, now that I took it back, I just requested that my property taxes be adjusted.
Do you plan on reopening?
Yes, I am planning to fix everything and then reopen again without the franchise. It'll be an independent hotel.
Okay. Now, if you plan on reopening and the number of units, is that a future next year deal, or how are you planning on doing this? Are you planning on demoing part of it, or?
No. There's certain parts of the hotel that needs to be redone with the sheetrock and stucco and all that, the one that has a mold issue. So we're going to remove and do that. And then I am planning to put a drain line on the sides of the building. That's where the water is going on those lower floors and causing the mold problem. So that will be done. And then I'm going to replace sheetrocks and carpet and furniture from at least 30 rooms that has the problem. So once that is done, then the hotel will be in good shape, and it will be again, available for rental.
How many rooms are you going to be able to rent? Is what my question.
Once I fix the 30 rooms, then it has about 68 rooms.
It has 68, and you've got a total of, then you said 30 rooms, so that'd be 98?
No. I have 68 rooms total. Out of that, 30 rooms will be replaced with carpet and wallpaper, not wallpaper, but knocked down and new paint and all that.
Figured at the low scale on the per unit. If he's going to reopen and see what that comes into, $7,500 per unit. We get $1,575 as a low end. Has he got half of the? We do half the rooms at the low end, I guess.
He has half that he's going to redo that he has to redo. The other
right.
Don't have to redo.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Half of the redo at $7,500, or half of the value, and then
whatever we set at this time will be subject to the assessor stepping up and revaluing for next year. So I'm open to a value based on whatever for 2014. Or Chuck, do you have a suggestion on this?
Whatever he does will be new construction for next year, won't it?
No.
Just remodels, not even new construction.
Did you say how long he's been closed?
Yeah, on and off for about 6 to 7 years. And it has been closed since last October.
Oh.
The building just to the right of you, is it open?
No, that one is also closed. The Econolot, that one is also closed.
Ozark Bank owns it.
I'm fine with that, but that's for this year. If he reopens, you'd have to set
it aside. You'll assess it.
It'd be 13 and 14, right?
What now?
No, it'd just be 14.
No, we'd just be setting the value for 14.
Right.
What is that at 75?
That is 510.
Make a motion to set it at $500,000.
Second.
Mr. Pate, there is a motion on the floor that we're getting ready to vote on that will move the value of this hotel for the year 2014 for the $1,315,620 down to
$500,000. Okay, that's actually, like I said, it was foreclosed for $250,000. It was sold for $250,000, and then nobody came to even buy the property. Not a single buyer.
I understand.
Because I still have to spend a couple $100,000 to get it into the shape. So if it can be adjusted a little lower than that, then after the renovation is done, maybe next year it might have a little more value.
Are there other comments from the board members? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Mr. Pate, we're going to send you a written confirmation of the decision that the board has made today. And in that decision, we're also going to send you information. If you choose, you may also file with the State Tax Commission and ask them to reconsider the decision of this board.
Okay.
But we will send you all that information just in the next few days.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, then. Bye-bye.
Probably just said 510, and that would have been consistent.
Dead on.
Yeah. We'll give him $10,000 break to go ahead and put paint and cheese off head.
You're thinking today now, I'll tell you. Appreciate that. Christy, anything else?
No.
Sure. We've got everything. Everything in place for today.
My suggestion is that we recess until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And I will be leaving.